Okay, today for the Tawheed class, we're going to continue with this special lecture that I've been doing for the past 2 days about passionate love. Yesterday, we talked about passionate love and how passionate love is from the shaitan and how we should not have this type of love for anything, okay? Because this comes from the shaitan, and passionate love is what shaitan does to you to get you to do the haram. And today we're going to continue by talking about how to resist zina, how to resist sexual desires. And this is a problem not only with our young teenage Muslim brothers and sisters, but with our old Muslim brothers and sisters too. So many of us end up succumbing to this trap of shaitan, and we refuse to resist his urges, and we end up committing zina. We end up committing fornication or adultery. We need to first of all understand that sexual desire is something that has been created in each and every one of us, and we cannot get rid of it. This is part of human nature to have sexual desires. And as a Muslim aspiring to become a believer, you should not even try to get rid of it because you can't. Instead, what the believing Muslim does is he does what Allah tells he or she to do to refrain from using their sexual desires in the haram ways. Okay? So we need to first of all understand it's part of human nature to have sexual desires. And there's no way you can get rid of them because it happens to all of us. No matter how much of a scholar or a sheikh a person is, guess what? We get sexual urges. Okay? And the thing that you need to do is resist the urge to use it in the wrong way. Now, we have many Muslim women who have been emailing me lately here at the website and also posting questions on our question board because they're having a hard time dealing with their sexual urges. We have women who have been single for years, and as a result, they've become lonely and their sexual urges are starting to call upon them even more. And they're becoming weaker, many of them, to the resistance of shaitan. Then I got the young Muslim teenage girls who are having the same problem. You know, their hormones are jumping up and down and telling them, trying to get them to commit sin with the kuffar. So they ask, what do we do? What do we do? Well, we have to understand, guys, that the first thing to do is to reduce and weaken those urges. You can reduce the sexual urges if you follow a few simple guidelines. Number one, you should lower your gaze and refrain from looking at things which Allah has forbidden. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze from looking at forbidden things and to protect their private parts from illegal sexual acts. So, if men are starting to look good to you, lower your gaze and stop looking at them. When you go to the mall, instead of looking at that cute man who walked past you, lower your gaze as Allah has instructed. That will help to reduce that sexual urge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not follow one glance with another. The first glance is allowed, but the second one isn't. And what this means is, of course, being human, something may catch your attention. Okay, wait a minute, hold on here. You may be walking through the mall, and a man walks past, and he's a handsome man. So you may look. That's human nature. The first look is allowed. But don't turn around and look back. The second look comes from shaitan. That second look is what usually gets many of us in trouble, because that second look will even make you go back and maybe talk to that man or talk to that woman. So you want to obey Allah when it comes to these issues. Another thing that you can do, and this is for men and women, to help weaken the desire to have sex is avoid reading stories and novels of love which focus on sex. Avoid watching TV. Avoid watching movies that have women who are naked in them. Avoid going on the internet to these cyber sex rooms. Avoid this type of stuff. If you stay away from the haram, then that will help to prevent you from giving in to shaitan. So again, if you're a teenage girl and you're suffering from the desire to go out and commit sin, ask yourself, what are you doing to bring it on? Are you wasting your time reading harlequin romances? Going to the library, taking out books of girls' Romeo and Juliet stories, or some young girl who fell in love with some man, a prince, and all this stuff? Stop reading this garbage. And this goes for the women too. Put down those harlequin romances and that cosmopolitan magazine. And instead, go pick up you some Islamic books. And that will help you to also weaken the urge to commit sin. The third thing you can do to resist the urge to commit zina is to also check who you associate with. Keep away from bad company. Now, that's one of the things that I stress here a lot with you guys. I tell you guys all the time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, surround yourself with righteous people. You have to be careful who you choose to be a friend. You have to be careful who you allow to get close to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pick your friends wisely. Me personally, I only surround myself with pious people. I don't let anyone get close to me who is weak in their iman, who is a weak individual, or whatever. And that's how we all should be. You want to have people who are righteous and pious, who can help you. Because remember, Allah has told us that the best protection He has given us as Muslims to fight against the shaitan is each other. We are our greatest weapon against shaitan. So if you got people around you who are pious Muslims, striving for Jannah, then they will help to keep you from your mind from thinking about having sex and doing these other crazy things. So remember, that's the third thing we can do to keep ourselves from giving in to the temptation to commit zina. The fourth thing that we can do to help avoid illegal sexual acts is avoid thinking about it as much as possible. Thinking about it in itself is not haram, but if a person thinks about it for too long, that may lead him to commit haram actions. For you women out there who are single, who don't have a husband, remember, loneliness is a characteristic of shaitan. Depression, loneliness, self-pity. These are things that shaitan puts in our heart to get us to commit sin. So when you feel yourself getting lonely and you start thinking about sex, you get up and read Quran or something. You push those thoughts out of your mind. Avoid thinking about desire as much as possible. And again, turn off the television. Turn off the TV. Don't sit there watching those love movies on television. Okay? Don't sit there reading those love novels. Because again, all this stuff just accelerates the thoughts in your mind. The fifth thing that we can do to try to help weaken the urge to commit zina is to spend our time in useful pursuits. Remember, guys, we talked about how spare time, idle time, this is what Shaitan uses to get you to commit haram. We need to be careful how we spend our time. Again, spend your time learning about your religion. Keep your mind focused on that which is lawful. And this will help you to fight the urge to do that which is haram. The sixth thing that we should do, and a lot of women don't want to hear this, a lot of women want to ignore this, but I'm telling you from what I know from myself, it works. Avoid as much as possible going to public places where men and women mix. Layla Nasheeba does her shopping on the internet. My mother and my family and friends, they laugh at me and think I'm so funny because I don't go out in the public much. I shop on the internet. I have my food delivered to me on the internet. I have my clothes delivered. If I want to buy a new bedroom set, I do everything on the internet. And my mother asked me, why don't you go out? I avoid going out to places where men and women mix because being a woman who lives alone, I don't need that urge to hit me. Because again, the urge, the sexual desire, the urge to do this hits all of us. Okay? So if I go out to the mall and I see a man and woman walking together holding hands, it'll make me start wishing, oh, wow, I wish my husband was here with me. I wished I had somebody to take me through the mall. So I don't go to those places. So again, another way to resist those urges is stay away from public places as much as possible where you're going to see men and women together. Because all it's going to do is make you think about yourself and put that urge in your heart, you know, to commit zina or whatever. Another thing that we can do to help resist the urge. If a person is tested, now I'm going to speak about girls in particular. One of the questions that we get a lot of here at the website is, can a girl go to school to study? Can a girl go to a mixed school? Can she go to a university with men to study? And we have to really be careful. Each case depends on itself. If a girl is tested with studying in a mixed environment and she finds herself giving in to intermingling with men and thinking about the opposite sex, then she should consider not doing this. And alhamdulillah, this is the year 2003. We have modern technology. If you want to get a college degree, you ain't got to leave your house to do it. You can get a college degree, including a PhD on the internet. Subhanallah. So really, you don't have to go to a university to seek a degree. You can get a degree right at home, and I know because I got one of my master's degrees from doing it online. Okay, it only takes a year. Subhanallah. So there's other alternatives available for you girls out there other than going to a college, exposing yourself to mixing with men and letting and talking to men and all that. So this is the year 2003. You should consider other things like getting your degree online. Again, you want to try to avoid going to public places where men and women mix as much as possible, because when you do that, all it's going to do is put that urge, that desire in you to commit a sin. Okay? So those are the first steps. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on for a sec. Let me put up my pop-up blocker. Hold on. Okay, here we go. So those are the first series of things that we can do to help curb the desire to commit sin, of the sin of Zina. The second thing we can do is to strengthen. You want to strengthen the factors that will prevent you from acting in accordance to these desires. And the way to strengthen this is by doing some of the following things. For example, strengthening the faith in your heart, and you strengthen your relationship with Allah. And the way you do this is by reading Quran, thinking of the names and attributes of Allah, doing a lot of nafil prayers. A lot of people ask the question, okay, what is the benefit of the sunnah prayers? We know that we don't have to perform them. I mean, Allah is not going to hold you accountable for not making the sunnah salat, but this is one of the benefits of making the sunnah salat. It helps to reinforce and strengthen your relationship with Allah. By doing this, by strengthening your relationship with Allah, this will help you to resist the temptations of Shaitan. Another thing that we can do to help strengthen our faith and relationship with Allah is to fast. Fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O young men, whoever amongst you who can afford to, let him get married, for it is more effective in lowering the gaze and in guarding one's chastity. But for those who cannot afford it, then let him fast, for it will be a shield for him." Now, this was addressed to the young men, but it includes the women as well. And I know some people who tell me, "Layla, I fast all the time. Fasting doesn't do anything." Well, you're not fasting right. Remember, guys, when you fast, fasting is an act of worship. And fasting is a time that we spend trying to think of Allah. Okay? When you fast, not only are you refraining from eating, you are refraining from thinking bad thoughts. You are refraining from using foul language. You are refraining from being angry. You're refraining from all of these other emotions that can cause you to slip outside of your taqwa for a moment. Okay? So this is why fasting is a good thing to do to help you to resist sexual desires. Because a person who is fasting, he's keeping his mind focused on Allah. He's not going to allow his mind to drift off into sex and things like that. And he's going to stay away from the haram, such as watching dirty movies and reading dirty books and etc. Another thing that we can do to help strengthen our relationship with Allah is to strengthen our willpower. For by making our willpower strong, it'll make you able to control your desires. We have to remember what Allah has prepared for us. Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, "Verily, the Muslims, those whom submit to Allah in Islam, both men and women, the believers, men and women, who believe in the Islamic monotheism, the men and women who are obedient to Allah, the men and women who are truthful in their speech and deeds, the men and the women who are patient in performing all the duties which Allah has ordered and who abstain from all that Allah has forbidden, the men and women who give sadaqah, the men and women who give sadaqah, the men and women who observe fast, the men and women who guard their chastity, and the men and women who remember Allah with their hearts and tongue." Here Allah tells us that for these men and women, He has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. So think about this ayat of the Quran. Think about the words that Allah says here. And this should help to strengthen your willpower and make you more determined to be in obedience to Allah. You think about how Allah says the people who do this, men and women, these are the ones who will be blessed by Him. And that'll give you willpower to resist any urges that come from shaitan. Another thing that we can do is to help us to strengthen our faith, strengthen our relationship with Allah, and in turn resist the urges of shaitan, is to think about the lives of the righteous women and men who did guard their chastity. For example, think about Maryam. May Allah be pleased with her. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, and Maryam, the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity. And we breathe into the sleeve of her shirt through our spirit. And she testified to the truth of the words of her Lord. Think about how Allah speaks of her, how she is one of the righteous women. She is one of the women who has been elevated above all the others. SubhanAllah. Think of this, and this should help you to also maintain your chastity and should also give you the willpower, the desire to fight against the urges of shaitan. And also think about the immoral women. Those women who have fallen to shaitan, who gave in. Think about them and compare them to women such as Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her. And you can see the huge difference between them. Another thing that we can do to increase our iman, strengthen it, and it in turn strengthen our relationship with Allah, and in turn make it easier to resist shaitan, is again to choose righteous friends and spend your time with them so they can help you to obey Allah. Again, you don't want to be associated with slanderers, backbiters, gossipers, people who are Muslim in name only, people who are Muslim in name but they don't practice. People who are Muslim in name but they smoke marijuana, they commit zina. People who are Muslim in name, but they got boyfriends and girlfriends. You don't want to associate with people like this. You want to, again, surround yourself with people who are striving for Jannah like you're supposed to be. For you young Muslim girls and boys out there, you don't want to choose a friend of yours because he's cool, because he's got a car, and his parents allow him to go out to clubs. His parents allow him to go out with the kids from high school. Instead, you want to make friends with that other kid. That other kid who spends his time at the mosque. That other kid who spends his time learning surahs of the Quran. That other kid who spends her time going to the classes at the mosque learning about the stories of the prophets and the Sahaba. That's the person you want to associate with. And for you grown adults out there, you should know better. You shouldn't be sitting around with a person who belongs to a slander list. Instead, you should be sitting with people who spend their time seeking knowledge of their religion. You don't want to spend your time with some woman who's always coming to you, complaining to you about her personal problems with her husband. A woman like this, you kick to the curb. You tell her, first of all, fear Allah, lady, and don't backbite your husband. Secondly, go talk to your imam. I'm not your imam. I got my own life to live. You kick a woman like that to the curb, and you go spend some time with that sister who never comes to you complain about her personal business, but she's always talking about her relationship with Allah. That's the type of person you surround yourself with as a friend. Okay, so again, seeking good companionship will also help us to resist the urges of Shaitan, because again, the best weapon that we have against Shaitan is each other. Another thing we can do to help strengthen our relationship with the law and our faith and help us to resist Shaitan is to compare the effects of immediate fulfillment of desire to the long-term effects. For you young girls out there who don't know, for those of you who waste your time reading those romance novels, guess what? Sexual intercourse only lasts a minute. That's it. It's over with. It's not a long-time thing. It's only a few minutes of pleasure. You experience a few minutes of pleasure if you experience that, because some people don't experience pleasure from sex. And I want to make that known too. Not everybody does. Well, for those who do, it's only a few minutes. Then it's over. And when it's over, what are you doing? You're left there with the thought, wow, I lost my virginity. And once you lose your virginity, you can't get it back. And you can't fake it with any man. They know. Okay? That few minutes of pleasure done cost you your virginity. It cost you your religion. It cost you your soul. You ask yourself, was it worth it? Was this worth me giving everything up for? Was this little few minutes of pleasure worth me going to hell for? It's not worth it. So if you think about that, that will help you to resist the temptation from Shaitan to go out and commit sin. Another thing that we can do to also help us to resist Shaitan is to seek help by calling upon Allah. And this is another thing that I try to stress a lot here at this website. I'm always telling you guys that we all need to get in the habit of making dua for ourselves. All of us need to learn how to establish our own relationship with Allah instead of relying on other people to do that for us. You need to get your own personal relationship with Allah and seek His help. Whenever the urge to commit a sin comes into your mind, call upon Allah. Ask Allah to help you. Go talk to Allah. Tell Him, oh Allah, I'm so lonely. I'm only human. And subhanAllah, these emotions are getting to me. Oh Allah, please give me the strength. Give me the strength to resist the urges of Shaitan. Oh Allah, protect me. Protect me from sending my soul to the hellfire. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Allah tells us the lesson to be learned from the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, He said, oh my Lord, prison is dearer to me than that to which they invite me to. Unless you turn away their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them, and I will be one of them who commit sin. Here we have the story of Prophet Yusuf. And the women tried to get him to commit zina with them because he was so beautiful. But he turned away from them, and he prayed to Allah, because as beautiful as those women were, he prayed to Allah to give him the strength to resist them. He said, I'd rather go to prison than commit a sin such as this. And Allah gave him the strength to resist them. And that's what we need to do. I tell you all the time, establish your relationship with Allah. Talk to Allah. Call upon Him to take away this urge. Allah tells us that He hears the call of those who come to Him in sincerity. And finally, If nothing else works, I'm telling you, then you go get married. You try to find a husband or a wife. For you young teenage girls out there, if you really, really, really having a hard time with this, like I told you yesterday, go talk to your parents. Talk to your mother and father. Tell them that Shaitan is really playing with you and you think it's time that you get married. Talk to your parents so they can go about the business of trying to hook you up with someone your age, your level, and your status who will be of benefit to you. And for you older women out there, then you go talk to your wali. You tell your wali, hey, I need a husband. Seriously, it's starting to get to me now. Please find me a husband. And in the meantime, you need to do all these things we mentioned here. Fast. Stay away from TV. Stay away from reading those novels. Whenever the thoughts of sex and love enter your mind, go zikr. Say Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Or come to the website and listen to the Quran that's being played here. Or join and listen to Layla's lectures. Do something else to take your mind off of it. Stay away from those shops out there. Stay away from the malls. Try to avoid going out to public places as much as possible. And make sure that you surround yourself with pious people. Make sure you ain't hanging around with a bunch of slanderish or complaining people. Or women who are sitting around. I'm going to tell you how vicious women are. There are some women out there who are so vicious. They'll sit there, they know that you're single and you don't have a husband. They'll call you up on the phone and start bragging and boasting about what their man did for them. Put those type of women out of your life. Tell her, you know what? You need to go be with your man and don't call me no more, sister. Salam alaikum, and hang up. Put those people in check. Okay? So if we follow the things that we talked about today, then inshallah, this should give you guys a little bit of wisdom and how to resist the urge to commit zina. Again, all of us get these desires. It's part of our nature. But the key is learning how to not allow Shaitan to get you to put those desires and those emotions into action illegally. That's the key. Okay, so we'll stop right here for today. And inshallah, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them.